Hold,
There
hold.
you
Oh,
go.
here we
There you go. Get
go.
it. Here we go. Longer and longer.
Oh, welcome.
Welcome.
It's snazzy Zorbingorb today.
Oh, are you wearing a tie?
I'm wearing a tie. I've got my dress shoes on.
Oh, wow.
I have a purple, my purple drink.
Oh, okay. All right. I yes. Do you
Oh, I've got
yeah,
a question,
you got you have a
Gorb.
question.
Yes, I have a question.
Okay, what do we got? Give it to me.
Okay. What was discovered first?
Okay.
Tea or coffee?
Wait, what was the first one?
Tea.
Okay, and I get to guess first, right?
You get to guess first.
I'm going T.
He's going tea.
All right. Are we gonna pause
Okay,
it? We're
hit
ready?
that. We gotta do a research break.
All right, research break. Cue the Jeopardy music. Here we go.
This next test is very dangerous.
Okay, do you want to tell him the answer,
Not even close, Gorb. It's
Zorb?
not even close.
Yeah, it looks like a
800 AD, a friendly Ethiopian goat herder noticed that goats were exhibiting more energy when eating certain berries.
and for
That's
tea.
the legend of Kaldi, apparently.
For tea, the legend is an ancient Chinese legend of Emperor Shen Yong, around 2737 BC. So
Oh
we
boy.
a wee bit before well, this is a legendary account. It
You
looks
know,
people
like
were
3,000 years.
yeah, I mean by it was well, you know, by 2700 it was probably a big thing in China. BC, that is.
There you go.
I guess that's implied because we, yeah. Anyway. Right. So I think we're doing another goal quest, right?
Are you gonna pick two items and go second?
I think I'm gonna let you go first and pick one item, and I'll go second and pick two items. Let me
Okay.
come up with
Oh.
my items. My items are gonna be sponges, plural.
Sponges.
Yep. And my second item is gonna be my second item is gonna be Scott's Turf Builder. Those are my two. What's your
Is
item?
that open to interpretation?
No, I'm
Scott's
pretty sure
turf
it's like
builder.
a look it up. I'm pretty sure it's like a gardening thing. It's like, you know, I'm pretty sure you use it on your lawn.
That's so specific.
It helps prevents crabgrass.
Oh, it's like a lawn care product.
yeah, so make sure you include sponges, plural, and Scott's Turf Builder.
Okay, I guess Scott sent a check to Gorb.
What can I say? I'm a sellout. What
My
item?
item, my third item is a herd of goats.
A herd. Okay. Herd of goats.
Yeah.
I think that's fair.
Okay, I'm ready for my prompt.
You're ready? You're ready for your prompt? Okay.
I was born ready,
You were
Gorb.
born ready. All right, so your prompt to tell me a story including sponges, Scott's turf builder, and a herd of goats is to tell me about the end of the human colony on Pluto. Go.
Okay, here we go.
It away. 2033.
There were a bunch of boys. There were the boys.
The boys.
You know the song, "The Boys Are Back in Town." You
Yep.
know that song, right?
Yeah, I know that song. Were these those boys?
That it was those boys. This song was written by Thin Lizzy about these boys. Okay, now
Okay.
if you didn't know, Thin Lizzy is an Irish band. Okay, so these boys, they were not Irish boys, but they were Scottish boys. Okay, but sometimes they would go into Ireland or into England, and they were known for causing trouble. Okay.
What kind of trouble?
They would tickle people and leave.
Okay. All right.
Like they would find random people on the street. They would like tickle them and hide, and like people like wouldn't even see them or something.
They did it from like behind.
They were really sneaky about it.
Listen,
Like
they
they almost never got caught.
yeah, they,
But
yeah.
when they did, Thin Lizzy himself was there to see it. Now, Thin Lizzy, you might think, is a band, which that's what the music industry, the internet, and all those other things would try and make you think, right? Even if you like look up Thin Lizzy like on like a Google image search, you'll see like, the glam rock ha hair and the deep cut shirts or whatever, all the front, okay? Because Thin Lizzy was really just a very like skinny dude, okay? But he had a cult-like personality to where he convinced the band that was supposedly Thin Lizzy to pretend, and he just kept them paid. Now, the original Thin Lizzy, he made his money through the boys. Okay, now when I said that they were
Band boys
tickling
or the Pluto boys and the
the boy, no Pluto connection yet.
okay, not yet. Okay. Just the tickling boy.
Now the tick the boys are back in town. From Thin Lizzy. If you didn't know, the first lyric in that song is, "Guess who just got back today? Them wild-eyed boys that been away." Okay. Now, when I said they're tickling people, what they're really doing is stealing from them, right? They're like
That somehow
pickpockets.
seems more believable, actually.
And Thin Lizzy, he started out by like getting all the money from those boys. Now, when I said the boys are back in town, how many do you think I'm talking about?
My brain wants to say probably around five, give or take a few.
You are completely wrong.
Okay, how
This
many
is
boys?
several thousand Scottish boys. Okay.
Is he
This
like
is a
running
pickpocketing network
a
that, is spread across all of the United Kingdom.
very Oliver
Even
Twist?
northern parts of mainland Europe, where they can get on ferries or something.
Oh, okay.
Thin Lizzy sneaks into these boys' houses in the middle of the night and steals them as children, raises them to be very, very apt pickpockets.
Okay, all right.
They're adept at what they do because they're raised to be that. Okay. Now, Thin Lizzy was rarely ever seen. Okay. Thin Lizzy is kind of like a demon, a little bit.
What do
Okay.
you mean, kind of? Like,
I can't tell. If I say too much, I'll get tickled.
okay. So.
Okay. Now, tickling is a very particular type of pickpocketing. Okay.
Okay. How does it work? Explain the mechanics to me.
It involves getting to know like your target really, really well, right?
Okay.
Like on a personal level, like become like friends with them like for like many, many years,
Okay.
right?
Years?
You find
What?
out what not only what is most valuable in their like small circle, but you find what is most valuable in their nuclear and expanded family.
It sounds like they're more than just, are they just thieves? This sounds a little bit more
They, you
complex
don't see
than
them very much.
pickpocketing.
But they're really good at tickling. Okay, they like get to know you just enough that you trust them, and then they take whatever your most valuable thing is, and they're never seen again, right?
Do they even realize that their friend of several years did it? And it's just, or does their friend just, I don't know, mysteriously vanish?
Really good ticklers will make it seem like a few weeks later they disappeared.
Yeah, just
With
one.
no connection.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, the most talented of the ticklers, they all had nicknames. Okay.
Yeah.
The most talented of the ticklers was sponges. Okay.
Oh, okay. Were there two of sponges?
Now,
Was he plural?
well, his name was sponges
Okay.
because his hands just soaked up everything they touched. Okay. One target of his. The family's most valued item was like a natural spring.
Okay.
Okay.
What do you mean
And
a
he was
natural?
able to manipulate the family into selling it to a company that was owned by Thin Lizzy.
A Thin Lizzy Shell Corporation. Is that why
Exactly.
Poland Spring is so expensive?
Who do you think owns them?
Classic Big Thin Lizzy. Big
Now, here's the thing. A mysterious figure like Thin Lizzy
Maybe
is, is not without, some sort of goal. Okay.
okay. It's not the
Now,
pickpocketing. That's not the end goal. The money.
that's to get the money, but
Oh, okay. Yeah.
why need so much money? Some people are like, they just want to be rich. They want to like have a lavish lifestyle or whatever.
Yep.
The inner circle ticklers like sponges, forks, and nipple cannon.
And okay,
Okay,
all right.
that one has its own tickling story,
Okay,
but
can I
we
hear
won't go
it
there.
or do we have time? I think we have time for
The short end of the
it.
version is that like he had to sacrifice part of his body into a cannon in order to get a very expensive cannon stolen, okay? It's very complicated.
Okay, we'll just gloss over broad strokes.
One of his pecs was launched out of a cannon at an extreme velocity.
Okay, that's fair. All
Now he
right.
has a metal plate there. Anyway,
Probably looks badass. Anyway, what are they getting the money for?
forks, sponges, and
Nipple cannon.
nip can nipple cannon. We'll call him cannon for short.
Okay, cannon. Okay.
Closely related to Nick Cannon, but not really.
Okay.
So here's the thing. Those three are like the inner circle, and they run things for Thin Lizzy. Like they once these boys are kidnapped at their as babies, they're mostly in charge of like the training,
Yeah,
right?
they're like the C-suite. Does the families ever look for them? Is this have they popped
Well,
up on
here's the
any
thing.
radar, like
You would
Interpol?
probably like wonder like why when they got older would they not like want to like, escape or
Yeah, I
like
mean, what
go
age
back to
is
their lives
Thin Lizzy
because
capturing the
they were
children?
babies, but maybe,
Oh,
they wanted something more. But
okay.
here's the thing. Thin Lizzy has them living not on Earth directly.
Oh.
Thin Lizzy has the veil. Okay.
What is the
Now,
veil?
unless you're a tickler, You're not allowed in the Vale,
Okay.
but I have an inside Zorbican source
Oh.
that it was basically paradise, right?
Oh, wow.
You go through the Vale, and like anything you could ever want is happening there for you,
Okay.
right? So they don't want to give that up,
No,
and
that's
they'll do
fine. That's
whatever
fair.
Thin Lizzy wants to keep it.
Yep,
And
that's
it's just a little portal in Thin Lizzy's basement, in his cottage on the
that's
Scottish
not tough at
seaside.
all.
Okay.
Okay.
Now
Do they all have to go, do all the thousands have to filter through Thin Lizzy's? Is there one portal and that's it?
they all live there, but the details are fuzzy, right?
Okay, yeah. Your
Okay.
source connection broke up.
Exactly. Now, verse two of the song, The Boys Are Back in Town, goes, "You know that chick that used to dance a lot? Every night she'd be on the floor shaking what she's got, right? Man, when I tell you she was cool, she was red hot, okay?"
Okay.
That's not talk that's talking about Thin Lizzy's one weakness, okay?
What is
And
that?
that was a human woman named Jenny Q&A, okay?
Is that spelled like with letters or like phonetically, the
It's
letters?
all one word. Jenny Q&A, she was like, she was just really, really, I mean, like verse two says, I mean, she was steaming at that time over at Johnny's place. Well,
Yep.
this chick got up and she slapped Johnny's face.
Yeah, that's
One of the names that Thin Lizzy went by was Johnny, right? When he was out in public with humans.
Yes.
The humans called him Johnny. Only the real people who knew what he was called him Thin Lizzy, right? Man, we just fell about the place. If that chick don't want to know, forget her, right? That's the boys are back in town. Then it comes back, okay?
That's fair. You got 10 minutes left.
So one time, Jenny Q&A, slapped Thin Lizzy across the face, right? She was in the inner circle, so she knew about the veil. One of just a couple of humans who did know. Okay.
Yep.
Now, Jenny.
Question. Can I ask a clarifying
Yes.
question at this point?
Yes.
Is it just dudes? Are there any, does he capture any female bait, or is it just all dudes inside the
No,
van except
the
for
only human woman who knows about the veil is Jenny
Jenny
Q&A.
Q&A?
Right?
Okay.
The rest are just the boys who are back in town tickling about and stealing things.
There's several thousand of them, and that's caused no issues at all, I
Exactly.
think.
Exactly. Now,
Okay.
here's the thing. If you've ever listened to The Boys Are Back in Town, you will understand what happened to Thin Lizzy and why, a human colony ended on Pluto, okay?
My memory's
But
a little shady. If you can spell it
here's
out for me.
verse three, okay?
Okay, yep.
Friday night they'll be dressed to kill down at Dino's Bar and Grill. The drink will flow and blood will spill, and if the boys want to fight, you better let them, okay?
Classic verse three. And tell me,
Now here's the thing.
how does that relate?
Jenny Q&A slapped Thin Lizzy across the face because she had finally stolen what she wanted. Because truth be told, she did the ultimate tickle.
Oh, what did she
And
steal?
she created her own veil.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
She found the secret formula from Thin Lizzy. And she told sponges. And she told forks and she told Nibble Cannon
Okay.
about it, right?
Yep.
And they got mad, right? And she told them on the phone, and they go down to Dino's bar where they all would hang out, and they're
Oh,
like,
classic.
we're gonna go find her, and we're gonna like get her, right? Now, here's the thing. Jenny Q&A goes into hiding as a goat herder. Okay. And she's sprinkling Scott's Turf Builder all around her her goat farm.
Yeah, to make sure they have enough to eat.
Okay, and this one's responded.
Okay, that's fair.
Okay.
Yep,
And she
attack.
looks over the hill in the distance, and she sees sponges, and she's like, "Oh no, they found me, right? The
Where
boys
is
are
she
back in
now?
town."
Where is she hiding out on Earth, with her goats and
She's in Spain, right?
with her
And
Scots builder and her goats.
basically, she goes and she runs into the Vale, right? And they follow her in. How much time do I have left?
You're doing good. You've got 7 minutes and 18 seconds left.
Okay. Now come to find out that the paradise, we don't really know what was in Thin Lizzy's paradise, but in Jenny Q&A's parrot in Jenny Q&A's veil, inside they it was humans living in the core of Pluto. Okay.
Okay. Was it comfortable?
Now, if you
Is it just
didn't
her
know, the
there?
core of Pluto, do you know who controls Pluto, Gorb?
Jazz Hamptons and the Martians?
Sea monkeys.
Oh God.
Okay.
Did she?
So humans and sea monkeys living in absolute harmony, okay?
Wow. Once upon a
But
time.
the boys are back in town.
Not the
Okay, the drink will flow and blood will spill. Okay, now the second day they get in there, forks, sponges, nipple cannon, they form a triangle with their arms, and Thin Lizzy just sucks
Materia.
up from the floor and appears inside of their arm triangle.
Oh, classic. He's not a
And
demon at all.
Thin Lizzy takes off his sunglasses. Behind his sunglasses, just straight up dark voids.
No,
Okay.
no pupils,
Th Thin
no
Lizzy starts to go and just starts just like a vacuum.
Oh, sucking up the sea
Sea
monkey?
monkeys and humans are getting sucked up into his mouth, okay, which is opening wider than it possibly should have.
Oh,
This sort of uncanny valley type thing where his mouth just keeps getting bigger and
that's
bigger.
not good.
Okay.
Because I remember the sea monkeys, they don't like to be big. They don't like anything big.
They do not like anything big.
Very uncomfortable, very fast.
Now, here's the thing.
Yep.
There's a lot going
Quite a lot
Now,
that's left. Yeah.
you might ask why Jenny Q&A would become a goat herder and why she would use Scott's Turf Builder, right, to make her lawn thicker for the goats.
Is it? I
Now,
figured it was because it's dry in Spain, but I don't know.
it is dry. If you're wondering why she used Scott's Turf Builder, it's because it's very practical.
We don't
But
endorse, but it does do the job.
her herd of goats, okay,
Oh.
here's the thing. They all start to like stand up on two legs, okay?
Like,
Now, here's the thing.
yeah.
All those boys in there,
Are back in town.
they have a weakness, and they are back in town,
They are back in
but
town.
their weakness is just they're so lonely.
Can't. Okay.
So lonely because they were just like, raised and they're just stealing
I
things.
mean, stolen is,
What an
yeah.
empty life to live. I
I
mean,
mean,
like,
it
of
sounds like
course,
a
like they can go back in the
perpetuating,
Vale, but do you know what
yeah.
the Vale doesn't have? Thin Lizzy's Vale doesn't have any goats. They had all never seen one before because goats don't exist in Scotland. Don't check that.
Okay.
So basically, they all just start to get incredibly sad, okay?
At the sight of these humanoid goats standing on two legs.
Yes. Now the goats start to come over and the goats just start to embrace them, right? Like
Like it's like
full
that.
on like hug cry, like they're
Like
letting
that
it out.
scene from Good Will
And
Hunting.
Thin Lizzy like closes his mouth because he's like actually like, whoa.
It's like, I can't fight love. My demon powers won't work.
He starts to fold inward. He's like, oh, I can't take this. But when Thin Lizzy does that, we find out that Thin Lizzy was actually a dying neutron star who wanted to become a being. How much time is left?
You have 2 minutes and 30 seconds left.
Okay, he explodes, they all die in there, right?
Yep, that's why
That's
Pluto's
the
not a
end of the
planet
human colony
anymore.
on Pluto. That's sponges, that's the Scott's turf builder and the herd of goats. But there are still 2 minutes left in this story, okay?
2 minutes and 10 seconds.
Now, the band that was Thin Lizzy, or that is Thin Lizzy, named after the real Thin Lizzy, they're left without like much to do. They're sitting in in Dino's bar and grill from verse three.
Classic.
And they just feel like a loss. Like something's wrong, right? Like something will never be the same again. Now, here's the thing. The album that came out on was, April 17th, 1976. And not soon after that, they disbanded. They were gone, and they were so sad. Okay,
Okay, you got 58 seconds
now
left.
here's the thing. One day, vocalist Phil Lynott was walking down the street, and to this day, he swears that a goat on a farm stood up, walked over to him, and gave him a full-on hug. And no one believes him.
Wow. Oh, goodness. Oh.
Oh, here we go.
Here we go. I don't know why. I feel like that button is shockingly loud. We'll see it on playback.
Right, Gore, are you ready for your prompt?
Am ready. Tell me what I need to tell you.
You need to tell me about the cat that invented freeform jazz.
Okay.
22:33 on the clock.
22,
And
33
ready,
on the
set,
clock.
go.
All right, the cat who invented freeform jazz. What a
Correct.
great story. So complex, much nuanced,
Yes, deep.
deep. And
Like jazz.
very freeform, let me tell you this one.
Yes.
So
As free form as it gets.
as freeform as it gets. And so I'm gonna pan out a bit
Yeah, as a Gorb
as
story
Gorb always
must.
does. But you know what? Scratch that, director's cut. We're zooming right back in. To
Zoom out and then zoom in fast enough that they can't see
Yeah,
it.
literally, it's a 3D motion picture. It's IMAX. It's like, it's
Yes.
flying with the Blue Angels over here, which is just what a group of friends were just doing. They were at the IMAX.
Yeah, watching the Blue Angels in IMAX.
I think that's a thing. Yeah, I think they did that. I'm pretty sure. I have a source.
Sure.
Yeah, why not? It was balmy outside. They weren't going to stay outside. It was too balmy.
Yeah.
The heat. Yeah, no. It was tepid,
Yeah.
it
It
was
was
not.
trippingly tepid.
Yeah, I mean they were sticky. Let me tell you, it was too sticky to be outside. The IMAX has got AC. So these guys,
They were sticky at the Blue Angels, or they were sticky after outside.
they were sticky. Well, okay, first off, it's July.
Okay.
It's currently 85 with about 95% humidity. So
Oh my gosh.
believe me, they
That's
were
like a
sticky.
sauna.
Well, that's why they were sticky. It was tepid, too balmy. I'm pretty sure I know what tepid means, and I think that might count. Definitely balmy though.
Yeah.
Being that
A good amount of balm, you know?
these guys, Panopticus, Rambles, KG Davidson, and Schmoodle Scrubs, and John, being that all four of them were off for the day, and it
Good
being
old Panopticus.
he's got such
How did
charm.
he get that name, Gorm?
Who? Panopticus Rambles?
Yeah.
I mean, it's written on his birth certificate. What do you,
Oh, well, yeah, there you go. Come
how much
on.
of the story? I mean, I guess there is. You really want to hear it?
I mean, I would love that, Gorm.
What if I told you it's not related to, hold up, how a cat invented freeform jazz at all?
That's okay. We can have a segue
It just happens to be an
or
interesting
a side. What's
digress.
the
All
there's
right, let
something,
me
there's a word there.
digress. Panopticus Rambles was born to Greg and Katie Smith.
You go.
Yep.
So it's his stage name.
No, it's his legal name.
Okay.
That's because after Mrs. Smith gave birth, Greg Smith was assigned to fill out the birth certificate, and he was tripping pretty hard.
On what?
We wish we knew, let me tell you. So he took one look at
Was
his.
he doing lines of Scott's Turf Builder?
No. It's not there yet. This is only 2011. We haven't hit the real turf craze yet.
Oh, good.
But yeah, he just took one look at his newborn son as the geometric shapes and melting walls really imbued his consciousness, and he said, "That's no John Smith. That right there, that's a Panopticus Rambles." And then he, and what's interesting is that on the birth certificate, though, it is just there's no vowels. So he has to, it's just straight consonants, the whole name, not even a separation. I'm digressing.
Important.
Still, it's not important to the cat who invented freeform jazz, or maybe it is.
Yeah.
Well, it's probably not. So
But
anyway,
maybe it is.
balmy summer day. It's tepid. It's, 85, high humidity outside. What was it? Panopticus Rambles.
They're getting out of the IMAX.
Yep, KG Davidson. Schnoodle, Crumbs,
Okay, John.
and John. They're getting out of the IMAX. And they look at each other, they say,
Panopticus and John are the only ones I remember.
"It's okay, I got it. It's KG Davidson and Schnoodles."
Okay.
Yeah, I don't have time
Why
to
does
digest.
Schnoodle sound like a character like Barney?
I do not have time to digress into their names. Anyway, so they get outside of the movie theater. The humidity must have went up, or the temperature. It's high noon out here. And they're just like,
I love how the farthest we've gotten so far is that it's hot.
we're getting there. You're making me digress. All right. So they get out of the IMAX. It's quite hot. I don't think they need to see again. And John looks to the rest of the group. He says, "Guys, what should we do? It's too damn hot. The AC is broken in
Yeah.
the apartment. KG Davidson's just sleeping on my couch right now. Schnoodles, can we crash at your place?" And he says, "No." So they're like, is that an IKEA? And they're looking off to the, it's directly, the IMAX is in kind of like a, it's like a, it's an outlet.
Are they thinking they want to sleep there?
They're thinking, go inside, you know, take a look around, just enjoy, eat a free meatball and just enjoy the
Yeah.
NC. Yep. And
Going a little
Panopticus.
IKEA tour.
Yeah, Panopticus rambles, looks, and he says, this seems genius. Let's do it. And KG Davidson is like, I'm gonna grab some liquor first. And they say, okay, you do it, KG. All right, so they move on. Panopticus and KG go to the liquor store. There's a whole spiel I'm not gonna get into here where they had to show their licenses, and the bodega owner was like, what is this? Is this a name? It's just all consonants. There's not even a space. I'm pretty sure this is fake, but it can't be fake because why would it be fake? Anyway, a bit of a McLovin moment. And
Yeah.
they get the liquor and they head into IKEA. Time check.
You have 14 minutes and 50 seconds left.
Okay. Okay. So they're in the IKEA. You know, Schnoodles. As Schnoodles always does, he waddled off to go get some of those free meatballs.
He's a waddler.
He's such a waddler. KG Davidson, he's drunk and, you know, sleeping in one of the tubs in the bathroom fixtures.
There's a reason why he's unemployed.
John and Panopticus are just walking around, taking in the good old AC. And then all of a sudden, they notice something off.
Like something's wrong.
Something is, it's unusual. And do you want to know what it was, Zorb?
What was unusual?
Yeah, what was it? What caught their eye?
Was it a herd of goats?
No, it wasn't. Good guess, though. It was a sponge, singular.
Oh, yes.
And not like a dish sponge. Like not that. Like it was like a sea sponge. Like one of those ones that you get out, you know, from the sea before they invented the dish.
Yeah.
I think, yeah. I might be overexplaining this a tad. Anyway, you know, they saw this this wet, sopping, balmy.
Like it was an organic, like real sponge, or
A
was it
real
a
sponge,
synthetic
yeah.
sponge?
And it was well, not only was it a real sponge, it was living, right? And it was
Like it
growing,
had eyes?
well, like a sea sponge. Like, you know how they
Okay. In a tank, or just
like, you
like
know, they just like suck in.
struggling to breathe on the IKEA floor?
Well, that's why it was unusual. It seemed to be growing out of a reasonably priced, easy to assemble bed frame. And that's obviously unnerving. So
Yeah.
Panopticus is like, what is this? And John is like, I believe it's a sea sponge. KG Davidson stumbles over. He's like, guys, I think we got to leave soon because, like, I threw up. And they're like, where? And he's like, we're going to get kicked out. Where's Schnoodles? Anyway, it's a bit of an argument.
Yeah.
Long story short, they're like, all right, well, we've only got so much time. We got to get to the bottom of this mystery. Let's. Is that another sea sponge? They see another one further off, just
Oh, God.
like polyping out of the ground. Well, I shouldn't say
Oh.
the ground. This one was on a easy to assemble, very good with drawers, four drawers, coffee table to the right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course.
So they go over, they inspect it further. They're like, that's crazy. Get Schnoodles. He's an expert on marine wildlife.
Would be a marine biologist.
And Schnoodles, you know, he comes over, three meatballs in his mouth. He says, that's definitely a sea sponge. And they're like, that's so weird. I thought they needed water, Schnoodles. And he's like, I'm pretty sure they do. And he's like, well, clearly they don't, because why is it growing out of this
Is right here.
easy to assemble coffee table? It says, you know, I don't know. It's weird. Anyway, long story short, there's a trail of, somehow mischievously placed sea sponges popping up, leading them
Like they're
deeper,
leading to something?
deeper and deeper into the labyrinths
Into
of
the
idea. So, just pulling back a bit, Zorb.
IKEA.
Have you ever been inside a very large IKEA?
I have, I have. They have one on Zorbulon.
They do, and they are quite easy to get yourself lost in real quick.
It is.
And so that is what happened to our four intrepid heroes. They were so
I
mesmerized.
swear we've been to this park before.
Were so mesmerized. And now that's like the lights are out, right? They are so lost in this IKEA. It should be an IKEA
It's
Live episode.
they've closed.
Yeah, they've closed. They haven't seen anyone for hours. Just
Oh my God.
sponges popping up. Out of reasonably priced, sometimes a little too highly priced furniture. So the lights are out, right? People are
Yeah.
gone. Schnoodles is hungry. He hasn't had a meatball in several hours. He's got a bloodshot.
Yeah.
He gets angry real fast.
You don't want to see a hungry schnoodles.
Exactly. Now they look around, they're like, all right. Something seems amiss, is what Panopticus said. And John's like, wait, no shit, really? And they're like, KG, did you put anything in this liquor? And he's like, it's just Tito's.
I love how John's first comment was just extreme sarcasm.
I mean, they've already gotten through the panic. Like the lights went out a couple of, over 30 minutes ago. They haven't
They
seen
don't see anyone else either.
in hours. Like they came into the store, remember, at noon. They haven't seen any human beings since at least 3.
What's
So,
around them? Just more furniture?
yes, and when it's like staged, like this could be a real place until you see the price tag signs everywhere. Like you go over to try and pull on the light. But instead, just a price tag drops down and it says, with this purchase, 50% off your next purchase of Scott's Home and Turf Builder. Thank Okay. Now, they're panicking. They're deciding on which direction to go. It's been an argument all day, right?
Yeah.
And, at first, there was this theory of, well, the sea sponges, maybe they're trying to help us. Okay, maybe let's try and see if there's a path with less sea sponges, but they're like all around now. Now,
Yeah.
can I get a time check?
You have 8 minutes left.
Okay. Now, let me tell you. They've been lost. We're fast forwarding a bit in this IKEA.
Time
For
skip.
about it's hard to measure time.
Like they've lost all concept of it.
Not even that, but they're obviously it's an indoor space. Although there's signs that they might be venturing into also like those deep parts of Home Depot. There's some supply tools hanging around every now and then.
Some wood.
But it's hard to measure because the lights don't even go on and off anymore. This deep in the warehouse, it's a perpetual
It's
state.
very dark.
It's been at least 4 days.
What are
they.
they drinking and eating?
So for liquid, they'll grab one of the sponges, and squeeze it out, and it's
Just
full of
squeeze it
water.
out. Is it salt water?
Well, it's good
It
enough. Fun fact, don't ever drink salt
gets the
water.
job done.
But that maybe that's why they're seeing the sea sponges in the first place.
Yeah,
But it's a low saline content. Like it's not good for them, but it's not like what you would get in the ocean. So, they're hanging to life.
it's not great, but
I
it's not
mean,
deadly.
if we're really going to talk about the health implications, it's because Schnoodles is getting so hungry, he's just grabbing handfuls of Scott's Turf Builder and munching it down. And that's the more
Like
likely,
popcorn to him.
yeah, it's the more likely cause of kidney failure, amidst the group at this point.
Yeah.
It quenches, though, let me tell you. Anyway, so they're penetrating deeper and deeper into the IKEA. It's perpetual twilight. You know, the group is everybody's lost weight. You know, they ran out of Tito's a hot second ago. You know, it's just salty land sponge brine water and Scott's turf builder if you're brave enough. Schnoodles, he
Schnoodles
takes
is
a
pretty
bag
funny.
with him all the time. So I mean insanity is starting to set in a wee bit, you know. I mean, Panopticus is pretty sure they're dead and in some sort of Davy Jones locker underwater hellscape, Swedish version.
Purgatory.
But John has arisen to be the leader of the group. And so after 3 or 4 days with no change, Schnoodle suddenly shrieks, you know? And they're like,
5 minutes.
okay. And they're like, Schnoodles, what is it? He's like, I'm pretty sure I just saw a herd of goats go that way. And they're like, what? And he's like, I just saw a herd of goats run down that hallway towards the bathroom items section. And they're like, you're crazy. You've been eating too much Scott's turf builder. And honestly, long story short, they're like, oh, fuck it, let's just go check anyway. You know, it's not like they're making any progress anywhere else. So they follow, and there are goat tracks. And this, you know, the carpet gets a bit soggy from all the sea sponges. And they follow it down to a hallway, and there's a door at the end, right? Time
What
check.
color?
Just regular, I don't know, like wood, like it's a oak,
Four
maybe,
minutes.
oak with a varnish. Four minutes? Okay, so they open the door.
There a cat flap on the door?
No, so there's no cat, but they open the door and they come into this dark hallway and the goat tracks continue and they follow it down. It's even more poorly lit than the perpetual twilight they were in before. And then they see a light at the end of the tunnel. Time check.
3 minutes and 30 seconds.
Okay. And they keep proceeding and going further and further, and they come out. And they look around and they're like, we're out. We're out of the IKEA. We made it. Sun, I can feel it on my body.
They're like a parking lot.
Not exactly. They are in Crete circa 19 10, maybe 11. They're a bit fuzzy. But you know, otherwise completely unharmed, with the exception of Schnoodle Scrubs is now a large cat. Not large as like a panther, but just like large for a house cat, a wee chonk.
He turned into a cat.
Well, I mean, so there's a lot of things that are really unexplainable. The time travel is a big one, which they'll figure out soon as they, you know, get down from this mountain. So long story short, they kind of just accepted that that's kind of what happens when you eat Scott's turf builder, and then to proceed to break the space-time continuum. It'll turn you into a cat. It's
It's what happens.
it is pretty much what happens. Now, let's speed up a bit. Time check.
2 minutes.
Okay, speeding up towards the end of this story, I'm going to fast forward. It's like that last scene in Stand By Me. Like they're all walking off in the distance. One of them's crying a bit. John went on to go open up a well-respected English newspaper shop down in Athens.
Credit scene.
And Leakey died in World War I. Panopticus Rambles made his way back to America and founded a cult out in Nevada. He
That.
up until 80. He survived to this day by several grandchildren, one of whom might be his own self. We're not going to dig too much into that. There's a weird time thing going on there. Lee Davidson was immediately arrested for shoplifting within 2 months out of the time portal and executed, according to Cretan tradition at the time.
It's the normal crime.
And the only one you really get through unscathed was Schnoodle Scruggs, largely because he was a cat. And as a lover of freeform jazz, he made his way back to New York and down south through America and managed to convey a series of musical notations with his paws to the creators of freeform jazz, which you could probably look up on your own time. I assume it's sometime after 1910. Oh God.
Conveyed it with his paws, got me.
Yeah, I mean, it's the how else would you? Is in no way affiliated with Scott's Home and Lawn Care products.